It's a mixtape, make no mistake. Here comes a show ready to go.
Musical hell, breaking the bound. Canadian sound, the brightest sound.
Straight to your ear, straight to your heart. Shockingly new, we need a crash cart.
He's got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the picks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Rocking and reeling, your host Brian.
The mixtape.
Mixtape.
Mixtape. Mixtape.
Receiving immediate love all across the campus and community radio spectrum. That is the debut release from Halifax's Not You. You heard a track called PT. And again, this is a release called Misty, a really cool EP from well-seasoned musicians out of the Maritimes with tons and tons of connections that we talked about in the past. This one is going to be in heavy rotation here in the near future for sure. Thanks so much for tuning in. Welcome to another edition of The Mixtape. This is coming at you live on the 30th of May, 2017. It's our 19th episode of the year, our 13th season of The Mixtape. And again, thanks so much for tuning in. As always, bring you 100% new Canadian music over the next hour, a full 60 minutes of great new music for your listening pleasure. And with just a pile of CDs here to get through today, so much great stuff for sure. We're about halfway through the year and just tons of cool new Canadian music always coming our way. If you're not listening to this live on our Tuesday morning airing on local FM 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, you might be listening anywhere across Canada and beyond. Thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Community Radio Exchange, where this show is available for free syndication to campus and community radio stations. It's also available for download through radioforall.net or through iTunes podcasting service. So many ways to get your weekly fix of new Canadian music. You might have seen this morning on our Instagram page at the station that we received a really awesome note from a cool new band out of Toronto with some roots in the Maritimes, featuring Joe and Ilsa, who you know from their work at CHMA, but also from playing in a really cool band called Kappa Chow, have a new group out with some other musicians in Toronto called Protruders. We received this a couple of weeks ago. You might recall that we played a couple of tracks probably about 3 weeks ago, and then we got really busy into our Best of St. John Music Awards affairs. But this is a combination of their two previous releases, Untucked in Nantucket, which came out in August of 2016, and Lively Time for Snakeskin Reading, which came out back in March. But yeah, they sent along a really cool handmade postcard that says a bunch of other things, but the most important one being that they're playing at Callahan's Pub in St. John on August 2nd. Maybe see you there. And they'll definitely see me there. Perhaps they'll see you there too. And we're going to hear them on our airwaves this morning with a couple of tracks again from this new, I don't know what to call it. It's basically them combining their two releases and sending it along very kindly on a CDR. They've done that in the past with Kappa Chow with an aptly titled release, Collected Output As of Now, which was receiving great campus and community radio play at the time of its release. But anyway, thanks so much to them for sending this along. We're definitely going to hear a couple tracks right now, and we'll be sure to hear more over the coming weeks, and especially leading up to their show here in St. John. The only other date I could find online is that they're playing in Toronto on July 15th, so presumably that might be a start of a little bit of a tour. So certainly check your local show listings, because they might be coming to town. Let's jump right into it here with Stabilizer. Again, this is from the Protruders, from their release Untucked in Nantucket.
Yeah, I'm always 20 feet over the line.
a little bit of a trek back a couple of weeks back when all this great new music came in. And then we got super busy covering the Best of St. John Music Awards. And now we can get back into all the great, cool, new Canadian music coming our way. That was from Fixture Records, Couleur des Ains, and their self-titled album. A couple of weeks back when we first played it, It hadn't been released now, but it is almost here. The release date is June 2nd, 2017. Tons of coverage of this band out there now. Go and check it out. And that was a track called Have It So Good. In between there, we also heard the Kill Devils. They just put out their debut full-length release, Black Moon Goons. And you heard tracks called Punk Rock Voodoo and Mind for Crime. And we also heard from Protruders with Inline and Stabilizer. And as you mentioned, they're coming to St. John on August 2nd at Callahan's Pub. I'm sure as we get a little closer to the date, there'll be loads more information in all the likely places, particularly Facebook and other social media platforms. So sure to go check that out. And when we get all the details about the show, we'll definitely let you know. And we'll be sure to play some more of their music in the lead up to that show. Really exciting, cool new band from Toronto, but certainly with lots of maritime and relatively close to the home of the show roots from Sackville. And thanks so much for tuning in. As you mentioned, the Best of St. John Music Awards just happened this past weekend. A great big gathering of folks helping us celebrate the past year of 2016, all the exciting musical things happening in St. John. Major thank you to Anthony Enman for emceeing the event. And what a great turnout. Really exciting to have over about, I want to say that there was at least 100 people there, but it was certainly more than that. The seats were full and folks were kind of lined up along the back rows. And I was kind of busy running the show, but when I talked to other people that had done a little bit of a head count, they seemed like there was at least 100 people there, which is just amazing. Thanks so much to everybody who came out. Hope you had a really great time. You can find all the award winners, photos, and more very soon at localfm.ca. We basically tweeted out all the winners if you're looking for them. They're also on the East's website, which is theeastmag.com. And you can find all the winners there. Next year is the 10th annual Best of St. John Music Awards. So certainly already some great planning in the works, a whole year to do so, and can't wait until next year. So, you know, as you mentioned, you're voting on what happened in the past year. So half of the year is already gone. So take note of all the exciting things that have happened already this year. And, you know, maybe if you want to pick up an award, do something really cool and exciting over the next 7 months. Or, you know, just keep being yourselves, because St. John musicians continue to impress. The only sad thing about the Best of St. John Music Awards for me, which was that I missed the album release show for the Kill Devils, which was happening the same night. So I'll have to go and check them out again sometime soon. Haven't seen them play in quite some time. And speaking of awards, also working on the Polaris Music Prize is closing really soon. So folks out there working on their submissions, and lots of amazing Canadian music coming out over the last year or so to pick between. And also the Music New Brunswick Awards are coming up in the near future as well. Lots of folks waiting to hear back about showcasing and so much more. So lots of exciting stuff happening here this summer. Sappy Fest is coming up. The Quality Block Party is coming up in August. And I'm going to be gone over the next week. Actually, so I should say next week, next Tuesday, is this hasn't happened probably ever. I'm remiss to mention this because I kind of keep this kind of stuff secret. I'm not a big celebrator or anything, but it's actually going to be my birthday on the show for the first time ever that I can ever recall having a show on my birthday. And I thought about doing something really cool and special and exciting, but this is what I enjoy doing every week. So I'll just keep on playing awesome Canadian music. And then I only mention that because then I am gone for a week to Abbotsford, BC. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Association's conference. Really excited to join the folks there at CIVL for a week of learning and networking and so much more. But also, of course, as always, lots of great music showcases. And the only one I've heard of for sure is Mint Records putting on a little bit of showcase with Jay Arner, who I haven't seen play since he came to St. John. I want to say it was probably 2 years ago that they were on their way around here, on their way to Sappy Fest with the Ketamines and more. So really excited to see him play. And I think probably the last time I saw him play was before the new record was out as well. Yeah, that's definitely the case. So anyway, lots of great stuff happening. And then unless I'm super, super tired, I am flying in on the Monday, so I probably won't miss a show. And I'll either be really relaxed playing lots of nice long tracks for you, or I'll be super energized. It's hard to say. It's usually a little bit of a mix. But anyway, let's get back into some Couleur des Zin again. I want to hear another track from this cool debut self-titled record. This one's called Traverser. And then as we mentioned, and if you're a longtime listener to the show, you know I have a major love for compilations. Always great to check out tons of new tunes from similar folks. And Fixture Records always puts out a compilation usually once a year and sends it along with their new discs. This is Fixture 5. We're going to hear from this one as well, including the last song ever recorded by Moss Lime, who are no longer a band, it seems. But lots of cool stuff coming out from all those folks involved, including all the new music from Fern and other side projects. So let's get into some tunes here. We're not even halfway through our show. Lots of really cool short punk tracks, and a little later in the show, going to get into a little bit more experimental, longer stuff. So let's get into it here. Here is Couleur des Zin right now on the mixtape with Traverser.
You are like the water, not a deep. Stain is fading. I never used to be the one. I just wanted to be alone, so I logged into my MySpace account. Hello. You're listening to Fixture Records compilation.
A few tracks from the new Fixture Records compilation from Montreal, Fixture 5. That was Mavo with Closing Time. In reverse order, we heard Jackson McIntosh with Snake Song, Brave Radar with High Season Blues, Moss Lime with Hoodie, and we also heard a track from the new Couleur des Ains self-titled debut album, and that was a track called Traverser. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're just about halfway through the show. Throughout the rest of the show, we've heard from Not You, Protruders, Kill Devils, and more. I want to jump into this new record that I've been holding on to for a couple of weeks now. Released out towards the end of April, it is the second album from Anime, who is Anna Mayberry and David Pozitka, who you might also know through his work as Egyptrix. One of the best shows I've ever seen, probably period. A really awesome intimate show at the Vogue Theater 2 years ago at Sappy Fest with Anna Mayberry playing solo. Just a really cool, ethereal kind of folk music. Yeah, just really great stuff. We're going to get into a couple of tracks here, starting with the lead track, The Chos, and going on from there. Here it is right now on the mixtape.
Thank you. Thank you. Detail is there, but subtlety is missing.
The image is there, but light is missing.
But I can see the picture.
What did it feel like?
But I cannot smell it. What did it feel like being there?
Thank you.
coming away from Victoria, British Columbia, and Baffled Octopi Records. That was the track from the new Purveyors of Free Will record, Blood Like Ink Unbidden. That was the lead track, Detached, probably Dissolute. And that concludes our wild swings from one genre to another, as we do often here on the mixtape. Thanks so much for tuning in. Also, in that set of tunes, we heard the first three tracks from the new Anime record. We heard the Chose, Crossing, and Hail Storm. And again, that is their brand new second album called What Mountain. We'll be sure to play from that again in the near future. Definitely, if you have the chance to check out Anime Play Live, I would highly recommend it. It definitely left a really lasting impression when I saw them play as a part of Sappy Fest a couple of years ago. Of course, Sappy Fest coming up very soon. Lots of lineup out already. Can't wait to see what will fill it in here. This is our last episode of May. It's basically almost summertime here. It's May 30th, 2017, as we come at you live from Local 107.3 FM. And as always, be sure to keep it locked to Local FM. But if you're listening elsewhere, thanks so much for tuning in and supporting your local campus and community radio station. They've received this program thanks to the fine folks at the National Campus and Community Radio Association. One of their many fine projects and services is the Community Radio Exchange, where shows like this one, and very much not like this one at all, are available for free syndication all across Canada, as well as New Zealand, thanks to a really cool partnership. So hello to you wherever you might be listening to this show. Again, thank you for supporting Canadian music, this program, and your local community station. You might also be listening to this thanks to radioforall.net, or you might have downloaded it as a podcast. And just thanks so much for checking out the show. This has been your weekly 60 minutes of new Canadian music. But again, there's so much more else that we're not even scratching the surface. There's no noticeable mark on the surface. We're barely touching it. We're barely caressing it. There's so much great stuff out there for you to check out. This is just some of the things that have come our way that I wanted to play for your listening pleasure. Again, throughout the rest of the show, we also heard some tracks from the great new Fixed Records compilation. We heard from show favorites like Moss Lime and Mavo and Brave Radar. We also heard a couple of tracks from the brand new Couleur des Zins self-titled debut album. We heard tracks from the new Kill Devils album from St. John, New Brunswick, Black Moon Goons, their debut full length. We also heard some tracks from The Protruders and Not You, just all over the musical spectrum and all over the vast country here that we reside in. Going to play a track to close out the show this week from Tara Lightfoot, who completely randomly was playing in St. John last week. I'm guessing that she kind of had a day in between some other dates that she was playing. Again, she played a show at Pub Down, and I only heard about it the day of, and I wasn't able to make it, but it seemed like some folks went there. And yeah, I believe that she was in New Brunswick because she was possibly playing the Living Roots Festival. I could be mistaken, but this seemed to come out of nowhere. And luckily, though, she put out an album not all that long ago called Live in Concert. It's a pretty aptly titled release. It is Tara Lightfoot Live in Concert. Let's hear a track from this one, the lead track called NFB. Have yourselves a great week. We'll do it all again in 7 days. You've been listening to The Mixtape.
Take you to the National Film Board in the afternoon. I'd spend all my dollars just to watch the movie screens with you. We could stay there all day, cause we don't got nothing else to do. All this summer loving has got me in a place I can't handle. Stayed way too late and then got locked in overnight. Would we keep on watching movie screens until the next day's morning light? Would you be my last action hero and jump into the fibers of the screen. And when all of the bad guys came, would you be rhyming to save me? Keep it.